The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here sitting in for John Stettmiller on Wednesday, the third day of November. A friend of mine sent me some videos coming out of Australia. I believe they were, one was definitely in Australia talking about what it looks like, the Australian military being trained to go door-to-door using force to forcibly vaccinate people. Another video, and I don't know the location of this, I think it was Australia, where three police officers were forcibly separating a man from what looked like his daughter, maybe an 8 or 10 year old girl, with healthcare professionals taking the girl away. I haven't seen and heard the details of what was really going on there, but it looked to me like it was COVID-19 vaccine related. Republic Broadcasting has thousands of listeners in Australia and New Zealand, both United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Scotland, France, Germany, Czech Republic, Thailand. But I'm talking to you people in Australia right now. If you have a brother, a spouse, a son, a grandson who works for the Australian police or military, and they're involved in these COVID mandates, let them know that you're ashamed of them, that they're not welcome at your home for the Christmas dinner, unless they resign their post publicly and publicly proclaim that they will no longer participate in causing harm to the citizens of Australia that they're sworn to protect. I say this directly to the officers in Australia and the military in Australia. Shame on you. Shame on you for what you're doing to your own people. You took an oath to defend your country of Australia. You took an oath to defend and protect the people of your country. And you're doing the exact opposite for a make-believe, non-existent pandemic. That's what you're doing. Shame on you. Man up. Prepare a letter of resignation for whoever's in your command and control, and publicly release that letter, letting everybody know that you resign. You cannot any longer participate in causing harm to the men and women and the children of your own country. Shame on you. Do the right thing. Do it now, while you can. That's what needs to happen in Australia. It needs to happen in Australia and in New Zealand and England and every place else that these COVID mandates are being rolled out. Australia seems to be one of the worst places. That needs to happen right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm talking to you folks in Australia right now. If your husband, your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, a police officer, they're in Australia, and they're enforcing these COVID mandates, Let them know that you're ashamed of them. Let them know right now. And they'll say, oh, honey, I got to pay the bills. Oh, honey, I'm only following orders. Oh, honey, I got a pension. That's no excuse. That's no excuse for engaging in criminal behavior against your own people. No excuse whatsoever. Let them know that. Let them know it now. Don't wait another day. It's early morning in Australia right now. It's the morning of Thursday, the 4th day of November in Australia right now as I'm speaking. I'm talking to thousands of people in Australia right now. I know that because I get the emails and the letters and I ship product there all the time. I just shipped 2 energy cleaners to Australia yesterday. Yeah, I know you folks. I know you very well. You're more like Americans than any other population on the planet. You are. In case you don't know what I'm here to tell you, that the population of Australia is more like Americans than any other country on the planet, including Canada, by the way. Great people, beautiful people, intelligent, productive people. Don't let them do this to you. Don't let them. The first paragraph of the first page of the Missouri statute says the following. That's the criminal code of the state of Missouri, Missouri statutes. Anything not covered in these statutes is covered under English common law. That's the law right now, November 3rd, 2021, in the state of Missouri where I live. English common law rules when there's nothing else. And that's the law where you are also in Australia. English common law rules. What's going on there? Is absolutely against English common law. Absolutely. The basis of Western civilization is largely English common law. Not entirely, but largely. All legal systems have defects. All legal systems have things that could be better. But I'm not aware of, and I've been in the legal profession since 1972, I'm not aware of a legal system anywhere on the planet that's better than what we have in the United States combined with English common law. If that place exists, I don't know it. Don't let them do this to you. Don't participate. Act on your gut feelings. You know when you became a police officer in Australia, you know when you raised your right hand and took the oath of office to become a military person in Australia, you knew at the time that your mission was to protect and preserve the lives of the citizens of Australia. That's your mission statement. And you're violating it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're participating in that, you're violating it. If your son, your grandchild, your boyfriend, your husband, your brother, your sister is doing this, let them know that you're ashamed of them. You used to be proud of them, but you're not any longer. You used to be proud of them to be a police officer. You used to be proud that they were in the Australian military. You're not any longer, are you? Let them know. They need to know that what they're doing is wrong. They need to hear from somebody that they love, somebody that they care about, somebody that they respect, that what they're doing is wrong. Same thing in this country. We have CEOs, people in various positions of trust and responsibility, mandating that people get these clot shots. You're wrong. You're just as wrong. If you have a friend in one of those positions of power, responsibility, trust and responsibility, let them know. If that person's your spouse, your boyfriend, your son, your daughter, your grandchild, let them know you're ashamed of them also for what they're doing, giving people a choice. Get the clot shot, which will kill them, or lose their job. What a place to be in. Most Americans, most of the time, have debt. They have an automobile loan. They have a mortgage on their house. They have credit card debt. Walking away from a good-paying job is not easy for most people most of the time. It's a trap. That debt is a trap. And that's where people find themselves stuck. So the CEOs of these companies people in positions of trust and responsibility that have this kind of power, they're taking advantage of that. That's what they're doing. We got a caller on hold here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning. Good afternoon, Scott. I'm a morning guy. Go ahead, Scott.
It's a morning somewhere in Australia.
It is.
Hey, you know, these police officers are doing whatever to the people. They got to remember that they will do the same thing to the police officers when they get done with them.
Of course.
Or whatever. Whatever this government's doing to the people using the police, that will happen to the police also. Their turn is just coming up later. If they think they're going to be have favor because of what they do to their people, they're terribly mistaken, I would say. That's what I generally know from how people act in construction and stuff. If they do it to me, they'll do it to you.
That's right. That's right.
You know, let alone there will be trials over this. And they better look at Nuremberg and see what happened to the people that said I was taking orders and didn't turn out too favorable for them. You know, so because they're not going to get away with this crime. They can't. Not if we're going to have a civilization ever again. It's just too horrific what they're doing. It's beyond pale. I think most people can't even believe it's what's actually going on. It's the problem. You can't fathom how evil this really is.
Scott, I've been using the term for a better part of a year. We're living in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. It is so crazy, so beyond what we thought to be normal.
Yeah, I don't know if they watch. They must watch. Most people must watch TV or something. I don't know where they get these ideas. It's just, how can you believe that?
Well, it's pure evil.
You know, all kinds of things. Yeah, I mean, it must be this brainwashing beyond belief. As far as I can tell, you know. It's horrible, but anyway, I think the unvaccinated people all need to get together and just start their own civilization. You know, if they don't want us to participate in the Federal Reserve, that's just fine with me. I think we'd do fine without them. We'd probably have a really good economy if we weren't strapped to interest. And, you know, I think that happened in Germany when they got rid of the central bank. Their economy boomed so big they had to attack them to destroy it. Yeah, I guess they called it the German miracle. Yeah,
yep.
I think
yep.
We need to separate. Because righteous and the evil can't live together.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
That's my comments.
Okay. Okay.
I love your shows in the morning.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Our next caller is from Vancouver, Canada. We've got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good afternoon. You mentioned the police in Australia. Well, the police in Australia, like the police in Canada, take their oath to the Queen. And they don't take the oath to the Constitution. And a couple hours ago, I heard her son, the prince, say that we got to double down and we got to use military force to get this project rolling. And so the last bastion of freedom is the good old USA, where you take your oath to the Constitution, you see. I understand what you're getting at. I agree with you, but these people here are, I would say, quite brainwashed about their priorities, you see.
Well, we hope they can get past whatever mental challenges that they have about being doing these very wrong things to their own people, and that they will resign their positions and do so publicly.
This is a lot like Vietnam, because in the Vietnam era, you know, there was a division. There was the country and even the world was divided in their opinion on the Vietnam War. And there was also perception issues, because for the first couple of years, the media was giving the perception that we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. And then along came Tet in 68, and you were there. And that was a wake-up call, you see. So this is a lot the same, in a way.
It is similar. It is similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, James, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Our next caller is Dan in Texas. Good morning, Dan. Good afternoon. I'm in a morning guy. What can I say?
Hey, John, I was listening this morning, and as much as I appreciate what Mr. Nyquist was trying to tell us about being careful what it is we know, and then wild speculation, and I certainly appreciate that, but one thing I wanted to point out is I was listening to a conversation with Dr. Lee Merritt, and she was discussing the research papers she's read going back two decades on how they know how to do one of these mRNA vaccines and cause the spike protein to concentrate in specific organs.
Right.
They have accomplished that. It's not speculation. They've done
it. Right.
And then she was talking about the paper that the Japanese scientists did, where it showed that 64% of these spike proteins were accumulating on women's ovaries and ruining their productive
abilities. That's right. That's right, Cliff Hyde.
And then someone asked her, well, Dr. Merritt, do you think they're doing this intentionally? And she says, well, I can't get into their heads, so I can't tell you whether they're doing it intentionally. I can tell you, however, that they know how to do it, and it's being done. Now, being a criminal investigator yourself for so many years, you know that many times a jury has to simply take the facts they have and they know and infer the defendant's intent. And so that's just the kind of thing I wanted to point out. It's like Dr. Merritt says, we know they can do it and we know it's being done. And my speculation is, my verdict is, they're doing it intentionally.
Well, Dan, they spent 6 years at these companies developing these vaccines. Nothing was left to chance. They knew precisely when these things, they announced the Operation Warp Speed with just a cover story. They knew precisely what all these vaccines would do, because they did all the homework and research for 6 years.
Well, I'd agree. And I just, about JR's point, very well taken about what we know and then what we have to speculate on. I just wanted to point out that on issues like what Dr. Merritt was discussing and the infertility of women, it appears to me that it's being done on purpose.
That's right.
And if I'm sitting in a jury box and I have the knowledge I have, my verdict is they're doing it intentionally, knowingly, and willfully. And that's all I had to say, John.
Absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate the call, Dan. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To change the world, start with one step. However small, the first step is hardest of all. Once you get your gate, you'll be walking tall.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, sitting in for Mr. Stat Miller on the National Intelligence Report. The call number is 512-248-8252. How in the world do you wrap your brain around knowing that many of the people you know, you love, that you're related to by blood and marriage will be dead in 6 months, 24 months, maybe a couple of years past that? How do you do that? How do you? Well, thoughtful prayer is very helpful. I am a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. I know who my Savior is, Lord Jesus. I know that at some point I'll see all these people that I'm losing. But for right now, on this planet, in this existence, it's going to be horrendous. It will be absolutely devastating. If you live on the East Coast and West Coast and you want to come to Missouri and you own real estate on the East Coast or West Coast that's outrageously overpriced, because that's typically what it is out there on the East Coast and West Coast, this would be the top of the market. It's time to sell. What's this real estate market going to be like in 6 or 8 months or 12 months when all these people are dying and the real estate they own will be put on the market at the same time? What do you think that's going to do? Well, there'll be a collapse of the real estate market, both commercial and residential. Beautiful cars and trucks for sale because their owners have died. Lots of property for sale. personal property, everything you can imagine. Artwork, jewelry, guns, electronics for sale because their owners have died. Nationwide. Not just the East Coast and West Coast, but nationwide. The changes to our society, our culture, our economy, the men and women who run the nuclear power plants, who run the coal-fired power plants, who run the water treatment plants, the sewage treatment plants, that keep the planes flying, they're going to be gone. And we got a caller on hold here. We got Darren in Illinois. Good morning, Darren. Or good afternoon. I'm a morning guy. I'm sorry.
good day to you, John. I really just had, I was moved to call. I was just so grateful for your candor and your heartfelt words this afternoon. I really, really deeply stirred me to move to call. I wanted to touch on a particular subject that you had brought up, but you and I are very much in line with the way we view the nuts and bolts of this plandemic, scamdemic, this genocide, democide, whatever you want to call it, that's underway. But you touched on the subject of a man's love for his woman, you know, and you don't hear that spoken to, addressed often these days. And you talk about being in a difficult position. Think of these men with children. You know, they're the head of their home, and they're trying to make it work, and they're under this pressure to take this shot, man. And what a bind to be in, what a position to be in. You know, you have all that responsibility, all those people looking to you to keep it going. And I'm no longer married. My wife didn't pass away, but the marriage passed on, and I lost her 19 years ago. And I've never cared for something more prior or since. It changed my life that I knew my wife. And you don't hear that kind of testimony from people these days. You know, I've met guys that act like they're well rid of the woman, and they're glad it's done. Nothing but bitterness, and I can't talk like that. I was fortunate to have known my wife. But I thank you, John, for your sincere words.
Oh, Darren, you're welcome. You're welcome, sir. Thank you for the call. Well, 2 decades after the separation, he's still hurting. That's understandable. That's very understandable. Everything in life is temporary, including life itself. My mentors, the men who, when I was in my 20s and teens, men who were 18, 20 years older than me that I respected and trusted and helped me so much as a young man, the majority of them are gone now. World War II vets, for the most part. They're gone. And I learned a lot from these men, and they helped me a lot. And I do what I can to help young men coming up also within my limited ability. That's part of life also, at least it can and should be. Helping each other. I've saved a lot of lives in my career. Men who were charged with murder that had nothing to do with the murder. I found the people that actually did it. That's very gratifying. And we have a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That music really brought back some very strong memories. I was just beginning to see my wife, dating her, and I was working 2 8-hour shifts a day at 2 different jobs, trying to earn enough money to visit my daughter for my first wife. And I would be listening to this music while I would write poetry for my my sweetheart. Long time ago, very long time ago. But life goes on. Before my wife lost her ability to speak, which was up, I think, about maybe 2 to 3 weeks before she passed, she could whisper that she needed a drink of water, but not much else. But about 6 or 8 weeks, we talked about, she wanted God to find a good woman for me. And we went through the women that we knew, and this one's a possibility. No, this one's not. This one's a possibility, and so forth. And that was her sincere wish, was that God would find me a good woman. Well, life goes on for me. She was with me for decades while I struggled to become successful. Now I am successful. She didn't get to see to live to see that. She never gave up hope, though. Always had faith that her husband that she loved would become successful, and she supported me at every step of the way. So I'm enjoying the success, and I miss my wife. My life goes on. I know I'll see her at some point. But life goes on. And I'm doing the best I can to inform and educate people about the worst crime in recorded human history. That's my mission right now. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. We have literally dozens of articles and videos of world-class scientists and doctors. We've highlighted the more important ones in red highlighter and yellow highlighter so you can find them more quickly, more easily. It's kind of ironic that my first disastrous semester at college, before I went in the Army, it was a disaster. I had to write down what my career goal was, and it was to become a journalist. It was the fall of 1966. So here I am, 55 years later, and I am, in fact, a broadcast journalist. So I have to say I've achieved that goal. It took a while. I've been a radio talk show host since 1995, full-time now for, 8, 10 years? I don't know. I'd rather be a radio talk show host than a homicide detective. I've done enough homicides, I've done enough murders to last me a lifetime. I have a couple of former clients. If they called me, John, we got a murder, we need you, I would respectfully say the following, that I'll be a senior advisor to an investigator. I'm not going to get involved in the day-to-day business of working another murder case. It's just, I can't do that. That last murder I worked, it was devastating. An absolute miscarriage of justice. It was finally resolved, but absolute miscarriage of justice. So life goes on for me and for all of you out there as well. Where there's life, there's hope. I meet men and women all the time who have serious, serious health issues that they're dealing with. And occasionally, not all the time, but occasionally I'll let them know, where there's life, there's hope. At my American Legion post, I watched these men die over the years. I'm the commander of my local American Legion post. And I've got to know the signs of when a man is within a year of death. They get what I call the old man's walk. Doesn't matter how old they are, but it's a stilted gait. A gait about half the length of a stride of a normal, healthy adult male. That every step looks like they're in pain. When they get what I call the old man's walk, I know that they've got a year or less to live. And I've seen that happen dozens of times. Dozens of times. I also know that they won't pay heed, make dietary changes that would help. I know that. That's the way it is. Drinking the diet soda, tobacco consumption, consuming too much alcohol, bad lifestyle choices, bad dietary choices. I know that that's not going to change. My wife, Dr. Moore, she would tell me that people would die before they make a dietary change. And they do. Human health is largely a consequence of two things: what you consume and what you don't consume. That's most of what health is. two things, what you eat and what you don't eat. On my show, Monday through Friday here at Republic Broadcasting, we spend an hour on Tuesday morning talking about health-related matters with concerning doTERRA essential oils. I have alternate chiropractors the second hour on Fridays, two friends of mine, both chiropractors. Dr. Horowitz Thursdays, talking about health-related matters. Another new guest on Fridays, the third hour, talking about health-related matters. A lot of airtime about health-related matters. My friend Kirk Finney on Wednesdays. No, Thursdays, excuse me. Kirk providing not just clean water, but healthier water than normal through his products, his filtering products. I recently participated in my 55th high school reunion. I was one of the members of the organizing committee. It was about four men and four women, maybe five men and five women, something of that nature. I was the only man on the organizing committee that has not had heart surgery. All but one of which were former football players, by the way, top athletes in their prime. Now they've all had heart surgery. Our quarterback, one of the running backs, and so forth. I was a running back. I played fullback, defensive end, and fullback on offense. Seeing these former athletes at a point because of two things, lack of exercise and improper diet, get to the point where they've had heart surgery. It's a sad thing, and it's totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. Of course, it's happening nationwide. No country on the planet comes even close to spending the dollar amount per person per year on health care that the United States does. No country comes anywhere close. It's easy to look up, with the magic of the internet, the lifespans of people in all the various countries around the planet, and you'll find there's about 38 or 40 countries, I don't have the number in front of me, where people live longer than they do in the United States, including some third world countries, by the way. All these countries that spend much, much less per person per year on health care than the United States, sometimes dramatically less, frequently dramatically less. What's broken with this picture? The countries spending a fraction per person per year on health care have people that live longer than we do in this country. Well, with an investigation, many types of investigation, you look at two things, what's the same and what's different. Human beings tend to be about the same all over the planet. We're human beings. There's one race, the human race. So that's the same. What's different? Well, obviously, what they eat, what they don't eat, and related environmental things, exercise things, and so forth. I know that if I continued my dietary habits that I had when I was 25, I'd either be a 250-pound diabetic right now or I'd be dead. No way a human being could eat the way I was eating at age 25 and have a healthy, normal life. No way at all. But I met my wife, Dr. Moore, about age 29 or so, 28, 29, whatever age I was. And she was, not long after I met her, she decided to become a chiropractor, and I learned about nutrition through her. Thank goodness. And I stopped eating the harmful things that I'd been eating as a young adult. And I owe my optimal health right now to my deceased wife, Dr. Moore, because I don't know if I would have learned those things on my own or not. Maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. I have no way to look back and determine that. Can't be done. You can also, ladies and gentlemen, you can be a lot healthier than what you are. I know many of you are struggling with various illnesses and disease and so forth. There's cancer survivors listening and so forth. People diagnosed with cancer are listening. You can be better, though. You can be healthier. Stay away from medical doctors, number one. Number two, Find yourself a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition. That's a must. You have to do that. In my opinion, you have to do that. And that's what I do. My last appointment with a medical doctor was in 1985. My last pharmaceutical product was in, prescription product was in 1985. Maybe something may happen where I may need to go to a medical doctor at some point in the future. Maybe I'll be injured. I don't know. But for these decades, since 1985, I've trusted chiropractors who specialize in nutrition for my optimal health and well-being. It's worked out pretty good for me. Excellent for me. I can't say you'll get the same results, but that's what's worked out for me. What we're facing here, right now, this biological warfare perpetrated by the Chinese Communist Party will kill millions of Americans and maybe a billion or plus people worldwide. That's what's coming. That's what's in our face. Sure, we have plenty of issues. We got volcanoes that are popping off, earthquakes that are going on, violent earth changes. Planet X eventually will change the poles of this planet. Economic issues, military issues, cultural issues. Compared to the COVID clot shots, those are not nearly as immediate, not nearly as in our face, not nearly as important. Do what you got to do. If you think you can save a life by educating somebody, just one person, to not get the clot shot, you've saved a life. And I've done this a number of times in my career, both as a bodyguard and as a defense investigator, defense homicide investigator, defense homicide detective. I've done that. It's very gratifying to save a life. It truly is. If you haven't done it, you'll find it out for yourself. I think it's worthwhile. Spend a little time educating yourself. Don't get, and especially with somebody you care about, this, I'm trying to help you out here, ladies and gentlemen. If you can, don't get an emotional attachment to the outcome of attempting to warn somebody to not get the clot shot. Chances are they're not going to do what you ask. That's the highest percentage, is that they won't follow your advice. They won't do their own independent research to find out that the clot shot is poison, and they'll go ahead and get it. For your own mental health, for your own mental well-being, do not get an emotional attachment to the outcome of trying to warn people. You probably will, especially with somebody you care about, somebody you love, your spouse, your sibling, your adult child, your parents, your grandparents, whoever it might be, your grandchildren. Of course you're going to have an emotional attachment to that, but try to mitigate it to the best of your ability. And do what you can, knowing at the outset that your chance of success is limited. Slim to none might be the best way to put it. The people that are determined to get the clot shot, they have an emotional attachment to the clot shot being real, to the pandemic being real. There is no pandemic. The pandemic itself is make-believe. A disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it, excuse me, that's a pandemic. And Dave from New York, Dave, if you're listening, good evening, sir. He's a regular caller, got a PhD in chemistry, a very bright guy. He and I went round and round discussing this and arguing back and forth all of 2020 and part of this year, where Dave's finally come to realize, as have I, that there's no pandemic. Allegedly, 700,000 Americans have died from this make-believe pandemic? No, not even close. Not even close. These numbers are so far inflated, it's not funny. I've mentioned before that how the, I think it was August of 2020, the state of Washington where my daughter lives, admitted publicly that everybody died from a gunshot was listed as a COVID death. Other jurisdictions have made similar statements, or it's been found out that people died in automobile accidents listed as a COVID death, and so forth. No pandemic, no need for a clot shot that causes harm, no need whatsoever. Look at Eric Clapton, arguably the best guitarist ever, took the clot shot, now his career is run. Here's our break, we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back. Let's jump. Jared Morrison again for John Stepmiller here on Wednesday, the third day of November. Here's our last caller. We got Frank in Tennessee. Good evening, Frank.
Hey, this is Frozen Frank with Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll make this really quick. I wanted you to know that about 10 years ago, I was homeless and I was living in the woods. But I was listening to the radio, and I believe it was every Saturday you came on. And a lot of the things that you said wasn't exactly applicable to my particular disposition in the woods, but I want to thank you and let you know that that you sustained me throughout those times. And I want to say one more thing. And I hate it when other people demand me to do this, and I don't always do it every morning, but I'm going to say this right now for you, the Green Berets, and everybody else. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Amen, Frank.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Helping people, that's what I do, to the best of my ability. Frank was homeless, living in the woods, and I helped sustain him through that difficult time in his life. I'm pleased that I could do it. I had no idea I was doing it, but I'm glad I was doing it. I've had my tough times. That's just part of being a human being. We all have our tough times. It's different for each person. But we, you know, with our faith, we can prevail. And just keep trying. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, whatever it takes. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. When I was in college, trying to live on the GI Bill, which was less than $200 a month, I think it was maybe $125 a month, I typically had two jobs, sometimes three jobs, concurrently at the same time, while attempting to carry a full college credit load each semester. I did it. I never accepted a penny from my parents during that time. I did have housing provided from them at different points in my college career, but no money. I had to cover all my expenses myself. I did it. Other people do it. And we'll continue to prevail. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Don't give up. Never give up. As long as there's life, there's hope. Never give up. I learned that a long, long time ago. And I hope that you understand it and know it yourself. It's been good sitting in for Mr. Stattmiller tonight. I'll be back on here at 0700 Central Time tomorrow morning. So have a good evening. And I'll talk to you in the morning if you join me. Good night, everybody.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.